The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. This week, our question is from Leonidas, sent in by email. He would like to know, why is a highlighter pen fluorescent? All you need to do is fly over the text. The places marked in fluorescent neon colors literally jump off the page. Attention, here's something important. A highlighter pen or text marker is a very useful guide. Without it, you could become hopelessly lost in a desert landscape made of letters and words. When we say highlighter pen or text marker, we are actually talking about a normal felt-tip pen with a special attribute. With a single stroke, normal words and letters illuminate at a glance. It is filled with self-illuminating, or more correctly said, with a fluorescent color. For example, its writing fluid is mixed with chemical dyes known as rhodamine or coumarin. These dyes illuminate in brilliant yellow, green, orange, red, or blue, as desired. Yet these colors do not glow on their own. Physically speaking, light consists of waves. We can only perceive a small part of these light waves with our eyes. Ultraviolet light, or UV light, for example, is absolutely invisible to us. And we perceive blue light, like that found during twilight, as semi-darkness. The fluorescent color now makes the invisible visible for us. Thus, it catches the so-called short light waves that can hardly be seen. It transforms them into long light waves, which we can very easily see. It even works in broad daylight. The blue part of normal daylight is enough for the fluorescent color to stand out. It looks like someone turned on an extra light for us so that we can't miss it. Fluorescent colors are supposed to grab our attention. That is why they're not only used for highlighter pens, but also for warning vests used in traffic. Or to be a fashion hit at a techno party. Especially if what we are wearing glows in black light or UVA light that is hard for us to see. Here we are guaranteed to eerily stand out in a crowd. Black light is always the center of attention in the club scene. I've even marked or highlighted something important on my own to-do list. Yes, after this podcast, I've got to prepare a new episode for next week. Until then, listen up and you'll be enlightened. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.